few days after Villanova's campus erupted in joy at our top seeding in the East, we traveled west across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to face our first-round opponent, Lafayette. The Leopards coach, Fran O'Hanlon, is a 1970 Villanova graduate and one of the great Wildcat point guards in program history. The tone he set running things on the court for Coach Jack Kraft probably hasn't received the kind of credit it deserves, due to the fact he graduated a year before that team made its run to the NCAA final. Yet every one of the 71 crew, to a man, will tell you the enormous impact Fran had on his development. And when Coach Kraft passed away a few years ago, the former players decided Fran should speak for them at Kraft's Memorial Mass at the St. Thomas of Villanova Chapel. Fran is a superstar coach, universally respected, and the idea that he'd had 4 days to prepare for us, a team he'd followed closely as an invested alumnus, worried me to no end. I was also concerned about the possibility of a letdown on our part. That happens sometimes after a big win, and to us, the Big East Championship was about as big gets. As coaches, we can never forget that we are coaching 18 to 22-year-olds, and our staff knew that there was a possibility, maybe a good one, that we would come out flat in our NCAA tournament opener. Our guys never let it happen. Darren Hilliard, our senior co-captain, along with Javon, dropped in a three-pointer on our opening possession, and we ended up making 63% of our shots that night. We were terrific for 40 minutes and rolled to a 93-52 win. Our focus demonstrated a maturity that is so special in the development of a championship-caliber unit. We had played our best game of the season a mere 5 days after celebrating a Big East championship. From where I stood on the sideline, it was an impressive win. Naturally, Fran was gracious in defeat. He stopped outside our locker room to talk with our guys and wish us luck. His words in his press conference were very complimentary, and I think that meant something extra to our guys because they knew his history with our program. After we wrapped up the post-game news conference, we hustled back to our hotel to watch the second half of the game between North Carolina State and Louisiana State University. We would face the winner in the round of 32 for the right to advance to the Sweet 16, which we hadn't reached since our run to the 2009 NCAA Final Four in Detroit. LSU led the entire way. It seemed almost inevitable that we would face the Tigers on Saturday night. Only we didn't. LSU struggled at the free throw line in the final minutes, and NC State found a way to grab a 66-65 win. It's the kind of ending you've come to expect in the NCAA tournament, where there are so many good teams. But we knew we needed to know a whole lot more about how NC State did it. For every game we play, we assign one of our outstanding assistant coaches, Associate Head Coach Baker Dunleavy, Ashley Howard, or Kyle Neptune, to handle the scout for that game. That means taking the lead on reviewing video and working with me to form the foundation of our game plan.